All right. Well, here we are.
All right.
The volume is loud and clear. Okay.
Very nice.
I'm Mary Engish. You're Charlie Nardozzi, and you're here because we have a ton of questions to answer. It's mid-November, and folks still have lots of questions about their garden. So do we answer a bunch of questions?
Yes, we do. Yes. It's pretty amazing. We've had lots of we've done a number of these shows over the summer and now into the fall. So I want to get the answers out there while you can still do something about them.
Yeah, good idea. This first question from Jean. Jean has an apartment and has a bunch of planters and things on their back porch and wants to know what to do with all that potting soil. How do they sort of store it over the winter?
Yeah. So, Jean, if the plants grew well, they didn't have much disease or insect problems or nutrient deficiencies, then you can store some of that soil and reuse it next year, mixing it with some fresh soil. And the way to do it, of course, would be to empty those pots out and then put it in like a plastic bag. And you can even leave the plastic bag outside as long as it stays dry. That's the key thing. It can get cold, but it needs to stay dry so it doesn't get kind of all glommy. And then if you do that next spring, just mix it in with some fresh soil and you're all set. If your plants had a lot of disease or insects on them, I would not reuse that soil and I would get just fresh soil next year.
Okay, next question from Sarah in Middlesex. Sarah wants to know, is it too late to plant raspberries?
Yes.
I don't know why that surprised me.
I know. If your plants are out of the ground, of course you want to put them in the ground or heal them in somewhere. But if you're thinking of buying plants or getting new plants, definitely wait till spring.
All right. Sharon in Braintree writes, I've just finished taking down my tomato cages and other tomato supports. Like many Vermont tomato growers this past summer, my plants really suffered from early blight. So Sharon asks, to prevent the recurrence of blight next summer, should I defungicide everything that touched the tomato plants this year? How would I do that?
Yes, you should be cleaning your metal tomato cages, and you want to get all the debris, of course, off and soil and leaf matter and that kind of thing, and to disinfect them with a 10% bleach solution. So you can just spray it onto that metal. That will kill some of the fungus that overwinters on metal. Not all fungal diseases overwinter on that metal, but things like Septoria leaf spot will. So that'll clean them up and then store them well, and then you should be in better shape next year.
Okay. Kathy writes, how do I deal with these pesky weeds? Talking about buttercups, they're worse than ground ivy, which at least can be ripped out easily. Buttercups spread as fast and have the most tenacious roots I've ever seen, including from dandelions. Help!
Buttercups, ranunculus, yes, they're beautiful little golden flowers, but they can become a weed, especially the one that creeps that she was mentioning. So there's a couple different things you can do. Buttercups love an infertile soil that's very acidic. So one of the things is if you have an area that you just have a couple of them here and there or a few of them all around, and you can pull them out, rip them out this fall, and then put down some lime on that area. Then next spring, come back in with some topsoil compost mix, spread it over that area, reseed that area with fresh grass seed, similar to what you have growing already. And that competition, because you've increased the pH and you've increased the fertility, it should keep them away. If you have areas where there's nothing but buttercups, the best thing to do this fall, cover it with a tarp so you can kill them off. And then next spring, pull them out when they're weakened and do that same process of reseeding.
Kate wrote in to ask, like many others, I have endless summer hydrangeas that went crazy in a good way this year. My two hydrangea bushes had never bloomed before this year in over a decade. Some say it happened because of the warming climate. Is there anything I can do to make them bloom again?
Yes, Kate. So it probably was partly because of the warming climate. We had a very warm winter. And so those stems that have those buds on them survive very easily. This winter, there's no guarantee. So I would say come end of November, early December, get some wood chips, you know, arborist wood chips, and pile them over the plant so they're about a foot deep. You're going to be protecting the bottom of those stems and the buds that are there because those are the flower buds for next year. And if you protect those, you'll get blooms earlier and more abundantly. You keep them on there. Then in the spring, gradually take them back as the weather warms. Watch out for late frost, and you should have an abundance of hydrangeas next year.
If you have questions, send them to us at gardening@vermontpublic.org. And listen to this wherever you listen to podcasts. Thank you so much, Charlie.
You're welcome, Mary. And I'll be seeing you in the garden.